This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
More hits, more Mabel on this Thursday morning. Fox FM morning. So, Nick and Reader, hopefully you guys are having an excellent start to the day, because it's going to be an excellent start to the day. No one's going to have to shovel this morning, and I feel like that's a win.
That is a definite win.
Speaking of wins, I wanted to say big congratulations going out to our previous couple winners here for the Legacy Co-op, because as you guys know, the Legacy Co-op is celebrating their 80th anniversary, and they're doing it big. Not only did we give away a pair of Legacy Co-op gift cards, so shout-outs to Leslie from Yorkton and Fran from Springside.
Yeah.
They got $80 gift cards to the Legacy Co-op, but Legacy Co-op also did their draw at midnight for the free gas for a year, free groceries for a year, free car washes for a year. So there's three really lucky people out there in the listening area right now. They could be in Kamsack, they could be in Theodore, they could be in Yorkton.
Excellent.
That's where the Legacy Co-op is, and we're always stoked to partner with the Legacy Co-op because, hey, they've been around for 80 years. That's what?
A long time.
60 years longer than us. So, yeah, they're kind of our big brother here, and they're looking after everybody in the listening area. So, yeah, big shout-outs to the Legacy Co-op for helping celebrate their 80-year anniversary, doing some giveaways.
Reader lives four blocks from the station and still drives to work every day. Enough said. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Fox FM music from Dubs. It's a little after 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock if you're in Manitoba.
Yeah.
Nick and Reader hanging with you here too. Reader, it's warm today. It's going to be warm today. It's going to be warm the next couple days. Safe to say that little cold snap has finally snapped.
I think so.
And I was driving around yesterday and I wanted to share a discovery I made.
Oh.
I think I found an unintended benefit of potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, that's part of living in Saskatchewan. Frost comes out of the road, and then it's just kind of gnarly, and some places are worse than others. It's just kind of what we deal with.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So I was driving behind a semi-truck yesterday, and it was on a road that was particularly punched out. So I was being careful, and I was trying to avoid potholes, because, you know, I don't want to smash through potholes in my car. But the truck in front of me really kind of wasn't. And I noticed, as it was hitting the potholes, a bunch of dirt and debris and stuff was falling out of the wheel wells, and I was like, you know what? That's actually an unintended benefit of potholes, because you can use it to kind of get all the debris and stuff out of your wheel wells.
Clean off the undercarriage.
Yeah, like that makes sense to me, right? So maybe, I'm not advocating for this or anything, but I'm saying there might be a correlation between the two, because, hey, I haven't seen any semis that are chucking rocks or dirt chunks anywhere, too, because I was behind this guy, and I was scared. I saw this debris falling out, and I was like, ah, oh, great, I'm going to kick up a rock, and it's going to hit my windshield, but no, the potholes took care of that for me.
Oh.
So, yeah, a little bit of safety tips. If you ever find yourself behind a dirty semi, just make sure you're on a road that's kind of punched out.
Yeah, it's that simple.
It is that simple. For real, though, guys, we know what day it is today. Be safe out there. The weather's getting nicer. There are going to be some potholes as well. You may have to do a little bobbing and weaving, so just be sure you're safe and you're aware of everybody else that's on the road, too, because you're not the only one dodging potholes. Everybody else is trying to dodge those same ones, too. Be safe.
Ball season is on the way.
Reader started his spring training with a hose and a funnel. More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Fox FM, Dua Lipa, and DaBaby. Hopefully you guys are having a good start to the day. It is the first day of April. It is also only -1 outside in Yorkton and Melville.
Yes.
So that's pretty awesome. Looking forward to some nice temperatures here as well. Today, I don't have the forecast in front of me. What are we looking at for high today?
Well, it's going to be pretty nice today. Sunny, a little windy. Might see some, you know, some kind of high cloud cover during the day sometimes. But 14 is the high for today.
That seems like shorts weather if you're asking me. But not this morning. -1. But I wanted to talk later in the day because, of course, a lot of people may be looking for lunch. And I wanted to let everybody know once again that A&W has teamed up with us and the Health Foundation to help donate some money for Airwaves for Health.
Yes, indeed. $1 for every teen burger sold through Sunday is going to the Airwaves for Health Radiothon as we help out the Health Foundation. So I chipped in $2 yesterday.
You got your teen burger?
Oh, yeah.
Two teen burgers.
I went for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I actually, like I said on the show earlier this week, my mom and dad came to visit me over the weekend. And my favorite thing about A&W, if I could just wax poetic for a second, though, is for me, as a person who doesn't eat meat, I can go have the Beyond Meat burger, and my parents can have the teen burger. So we always say, go buy a teen burger, and they're going to donate $1 to the Health Foundation, and then buy Reader a teen burger, too, because then he'll eat it. But honestly, I'm going to change my tune today. I'm going to say, buy a teen burger for yourself. Buy an extra teen burger in like... memory of me or in honor
in
of me?
Honor
yeah,
of
I'm
you.
Still around
yeah
in,
you're
in
still here
and then eat two teen burgers. There you go,
win-win.
That's like the Craig Reed style. He did it yesterday. So if you get two teen burgers for lunch today, $2 is going to Airways for Health and the Health Foundation of East Saskatchewan. So pretty awesome.
Perfect.
Head over to A&W if you're looking for lunch today.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, the Black Keys, rocking on this Thursday morning. It is the 1st of April, so I think somebody should go check in on Mr. T, because he's basically spending this entire morning pitying fools, and you can't pity too many fools. You start to get ahead of yourself.
That's right.
So, yes, very happy April Fool's Day going out to everybody this morning. Hope you guys are having fun. Hope there's some whoopee cushions going around and all that good stuff. Of course, if you want to go vote on demand, we'd love for you to go check it out. FoxFMOnline.ca or on the app.
Definitely.
You can go vote between hits or favorites right now. And you can do it on your phone, do it online. Reader, I just heard the little clip that was making fun of us for ball season, because, of course, ball season's on the way. The April Fool's joke that happened to me, if you guys are wondering, I came into the office this morning, and I guess I must have missed the memo, because everybody in the building right now is wearing some sort of Toronto Blue Jays gear.
It's opening day.
And I'm not. So, Reader, here's a segment I like to call Reader Talks About Baseball. You got the next minute or so. What's going on with the Toronto Blue Jays?
Jays open up the season today in the Bronx, taking on the Yankees. I believe first pitch is about 11:05 Saskatchewan time, 12:05 in Manitoba, but it'll be fun to see. They had a pretty good preseason. I think they had the best record in the American League in exhibition action.
Okay.
They got a pretty good lineup. I mean, the young guys like Vladdy Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette and those guys, they brought in George Springer from the Astros. I mean, I think he's not playing today.
Okay.
He's on the DL to start the season, but you know, they made some moves for pitching. They're going to be an interesting team that could raise a ruckus in the American League East.
Yeah, I think it's probably going the same way the Raptors are going, right? Like Toronto, the Blue Jays, they're going to be playing in America just for the time being.
They're going to be playing, I think, at least the first couple months of the home schedule down in Dunedin, Florida, in their spring training.
So that's where they do their training.
Place.
Okay, yeah. So it's just kind of like an extended training thing, but they're going to be in New York playing the Yankees today.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So there you go. We got Blue Jays baseball here. Looking forward to that. Also, Reader, I mean, yeah, your softball league is coming up this summer. too. So, got any reports on that? Can you drink more beers now?
Or? I don't know. I'm looking forward to being able to play. We had kind of a shortened season last season, but we still got to play, so that was great. So I'm hoping we'll get to hit the diamond again this summer. And
I got to get you a baseball card made where you're like holding the bat and then you got a curse word written on underneath.
No, that wouldn't be right.
Are you excited for Blue Jays baseball, or are you excited for slow pitch season coming up here in a few months now that it's getting warmer? You can call or text us 306-783-3699.
Nick just went out to play in the puddles. Reader just put a hole in his rubber boots.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
BTS, it's Dynamite. More hits, more favorites going out to that BTS army on there. We see them on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
In the Fox FM Alert Me mentions. Remember, if you're a huge BTS fan, you can sign up for Alert Me on Twitter, and then you'll get notified that BTS is getting played, and then BTS is going to get notified too. So they know that you're requesting their song and their music here on Fox FM. So that's all for the BTS fans. Hey, speaking of all the other fans out there as well too, if you're a coffee fan, well, we got a deal for you this morning.
You love those coffees, the hot beverages, the tea, whatever hot you enjoy to drink.
Yeah, not just coffee. Yeah, tea, lattes, whatever you got.
You can swing by McDonald's, and from now until the Airwaves for Health Radiothon, 10 cents from every hot beverage ordered is going to help support the cause, as well 25 cents from every mobile order.
Yeah.
So that's the one you have to use the app for.
This is what you do. So you do a mobile order on the McDonald's app, and then you get your donuts, you get your strudels, you get your coffees, your lattes, everything for the morning. And then you just go get pickup, because then you drive to McDonald's, you sit in the parking lot, they bring it to your car, everything is safe, everything is, you know, distanced, and it's perfect. And then you're donating like a lot of money to the Health Foundation just by doing that, because it's 10 cents per beverage and then it's 25 cents per order. So if you do one order with a bunch of beverages for your coworkers, you're donating like a couple bucks.
It just works out perfect. You can get a nice treat to start the day, a little cuppa to fuel yourself as you get rolling first thing in the morning, and yes, help out the Radiothon.
Yeah, you're benefiting the Health Foundation of East Central Saskatchewan, and that is the whole area. It's not just here in Yorkton at the Regional Health Center. It is places all over the listening area. They benefit from Airwaves for Health, and you can help out by going to McDonald's. So head over there, get yourself some coffee and donuts.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. Like that.